Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-70s, winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93, with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms around 70, and Sunday, partly sunny, chance of storms, temps at 85. Right now, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Friday. As of today, the Wellington School District has closed all of its buildings, suspended sports practices, and all other school-related events until September 7th, that due to COVID-19. Our news partners at KAKE TV report the moves come after the school district and the Sumner County Health Department determined that three of the district's six buildings had COVID outbreaks. The district said adjustments for learning will be made once school resumes on September 7th. Police in Wichita looking for the person who struck and killed a motorcyclist before fleeing the scene. Police say 37-year-old Kenneth Ballinger of Derby died when his motorcycle was hit by a black SUV at a Wichita intersection Tuesday night. The initial investigation indicates the vehicle was turning at the intersection when Ballinger's motorcycle was hit. KWCH-TV reports Ballinger was a Wichita music promoter who owned two venues, Barleycorn's and the Elbow Room. Friday, Kansas News, here on the Mid-American Network.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Kansas hospitals doing everything they can to acquire traveling nurses as the number of COVID-19 patients rises to levels last seen in January. As of Monday, the state had 407 open travel nurse positions, according to data from AYA Healthcare, a leading travel nursing agency. The Kansas City Star reports that advertised positions in Kansas and Missouri top $5,600 a week in pay. The Kansas Hospital Association has floated several options to address demand, including adding funding to offset the cost to retain and recruit staff. The director of the Kansas State Nurses Association says nurses are making three times more traveling than they could in a regular job. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes took fans inside the team's upgraded locker room yesterday. The Chiefs said the organization spent nearly $2.5 million on the new locker room during the offseason, just one of the areas of the stadium that's been improved since fans were inside last season. Mid-America Network News.
Gaines Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Gaines has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Gaines Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska's hospitals even more crowded now than they were at the height of the coronavirus pandemic back in November. That prompted Governor Pete Ricketts to announce a staffing emergency yesterday to try to address a severe shortage of healthcare workers. The state's hospitals were treating 3,162 patients as of Wednesday. That's up from 3,074 on November 20th, when the number of known cases was at its all-time high. Most of the recent hospitalizations aren't virus-related, however. Ricketts says the increase was driven by patients seeking treatment for other medical problems. The former finance director of the Nebraska State Fair has pleaded no contest to three counts of felony theft of money from the fair. 30-year-old Patrick Kopke entered the plea this week and faces up to 20 years in prison on each charge when he's sentenced in October. I'm Rick Averett with your Friday Nebraska News here on the MidAmerica Network.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Wall That Heals traveling exhibit is on display and open free to the public 24/7 through Sunday afternoon at 2 at Feldhausen Field, north of the Marysville American Legion. Vic Mushler travels with the exhibit, making its only stop in Kansas this week, and explains the significance.
In the early 90s, it was decided that not everybody can make it to D.C., so we created the Wall That Heals, the Traveling Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. And that's what we've brought to your community today. Your community has worked hard for actually over 2 years to bring this. This isn't about us at all. This is about your community. Volunteers will erect the 3/4 scale replica of that memorial in Washington, D.C. We also bring with us what's extremely important is the Mobile Education Center. It's a 53-foot tractor trailer, and in that trailer is where all the material is stored for the wall, but the sides of it also open up, and we'll be giving tours throughout the week. So once the memorial is set up in your backyard in this field here, it will be open 24 hours a day.
Mushler will provide additional comments as part of our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. He encourages the community support.
And it'll be open 24 hours a day until 2 o'clock on Sunday. Please don't wait till Sunday to come out here. I know you're in some extreme heat. Come out in the evenings after the sun goes down, reflect, read about it, understand the war, and talk to those veterans, and let's help the community continue that healing, but let's continue that important education.
For those visiting, shuttle stops are running from downtown Marysville to view the wall. The rides are being coordinated in efforts to allow participants in the Boss Nationals car show an opportunity to participate. Several blocks of Broadway downtown are blocked off for the car show, which continues through Saturday. Odell celebrates their annual Community Day Saturday. Car show registration runs 9 to noon, with a show and shine noon to 3. Classic tractors and engines will also be on display. A chicken barbecue is planned at the community building in Odell at noon. A bounce house, free bingo, and ice cream social are Saturday afternoon. Parade begins at 7, and Redneck Olympics will follow with fireworks at 9. Hanover's Hollenberg Pony Express Station comes to life Sunday with the annual Pony Express Festival. A Mochila Exchange at 3 will conclude and highlight the day's activities, which begin at 10:30 and include historic walkthroughs, period demonstrations, music, and food, including burgers and dogs, as well as homemade pies and baked goods, all at the Hollenberg Pony Express Station State Historic Site near Hanover, Sunday. On Sunday, the Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will host author Alan McAllister Ferguson, who will speak on his book entitled America's Heartland Highway, Route 36, Ohio to Colorado. The presentation Sunday at 2 is at the Pony Express Barn in Marysville. KNDY may be off the air briefly Friday mid-afternoon. Evergy is doing some planned maintenance on the transformer near the KNDY studios. Again, we may be off the air briefly mid-afternoon Friday. Rosemary Kennedy, age 99, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday 10:30 from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort, with the rosary beginning at 10 a.m. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Rosemary Kennedy. William D. Bill Peterson, age 64, of Wymore, passed away on Friday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, September 11th, 2 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Reception to follow at the Barnston Community Center. Visitation Friday, September 10th, 9 until 6 at the Laughlin Hope Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Bill Peterson. Harold Hal Chase, age 88, of Firth, Nebraska, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Living Life Reformed Church in Firth. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8, at the church in Firth, with Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Hal Chase. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken salad with whole wheat bread, veggie soup, and grapes. Monday's menu, chicken parmesan, breadstick, noodles, green beans, and blushing pears. ENDY News Time 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
We will continue to see warm temperatures out there thanks to an upper level ridge and these winds out of the south southwest high pressure system. Temperatures well into the 90s, some areas still in the lower 100s. We do have a low pressure system up front that's going to push into the central, east central parts of the Midwest as we head into tomorrow night through Sunday into Monday, bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And the good news is we'll be back into the 80s, so a little bit of a cool down. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-70s, winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93, with wind gust at 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70, and Sunday will continue with a chance of storms. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 87. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 64. The record low, 44. Sunset this evening, 8:06. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52. 77 degrees. Sunshine this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 27th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Dodgers break out the brooms against the Padres. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. No repeat of Wednesday's 16-inning marathon. Thursday night's game between the Dodgers and Padres ended a lot sooner thanks to Austin Barnes.
3-1 to Barnes. McKinney leading off first, scoreless in the third. And a fly ball well hit to center field and gone, a home run.
The call on KLAC. Dodgers shut out the Padres 4-0, completing a sweep of the slumping Pods. It was the Dodgers' 14th shutout of the campaign. The Padres have lost 8 of their last 9 and have fallen out of playoff consideration. For now, the Dodgers now trail the rival Giants by 2.5 games. NFL, the league proposing an increase in COVID testing for vaccinated players to once every 7 days from once every 14. Amid rising cases nationwide, the proposal requires approval from the players' union, which is pressing for all players, vaccinated and unvaccinated, to be tested daily. This is ABC Sports. More baseball. The Yankees looking to do major damage to the A's postseason hopes.
Now here's the payoff to Gallo. Swung on, hit high in the air to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Joey Jackson.
The call on WFAN. Yankees win 7-6 on Joey Gallo's three-run homer and a ninth-inning single by Aaron Judge. Oakland has now lost five of their last six, falling 2.5 games out of the wild card. The Yankees, looking to chase down the Rays, have won 12 straight. Red Sox hurler Chris Sale logged the third immaculate inning of his career in last night's 12-2 drubbing of the Twins, striking out Nick Gordon, Andrelton Simmons, and Rob Refsnyder on three pitches each in the third inning. He joins Hall of Famer Sandy Koufax as the only other pitcher with three such immaculate innings.
Coming back after, you know, a game like today, that was, you know, puts you in a good mood, gets you on a good flight.
Sale's other two immaculate innings happened in 2019. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Jamborees Friday night kick off the high school football season. Area teams will participate in the mini sessions, which include a limited number of plays on a limited field with a combination of teams. Marysville travels to Hiawatha and will be joined by Sabetha. Valley Heights and Raleigh County are at Clay Center now. Lynn is hosting Axtell, Blue Valley, and Washington County. Hanover, Wakefield, and Rock Hills are at Clifton Clyde. Frankfort joins Wetmore and Valley Falls at Donovan West. And Centralia joins Perry LeCompton at Nema Hall Central. The Jamborees precede the first games of a season, which kick off for Kansas schools next Friday night. KNDY will feature Marysville at Valley Heights in our first Friday night kickoff coverage. The Coach's Corner with Area Football Coaches preseason look at their teams begins next week, airing each evening following sports at about 5:20. Nebraska teams open the season tonight with Southern at HTRS, and Diller O'Dell plays host to BDS. Volleyball teams open the season Saturday. Marysville Bulldogs host their invitational among area teams hitting the nets.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley calls on President Biden to fill a couple of key USDA positions that deal with agricultural trade. He wants qualified officials appointed to the positions of Chief Agricultural Negotiator at the Office of U.S. Trade Representative and Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. The letter says, I write to you today to express my concern that the administration is not making agriculture trade a priority. He said two positions that are essential to agriculture trade have been left vacant, and there's no indication on when they will be filled. Appointing individuals, he said, to these two positions will allow the U.S. to expand market access and strengthen the agricultural community. He points out that agriculture is essential to the livelihood of the 86,000 family farmers in Iowa and the Americas who rely on export markets to sell the country's abundance of food. Every day, he said, that passes without qualified leadership in the positions means the U.S. is playing without a full team against our competition. He said agriculture trade will continue to matriculate. These two positions will have a portfolio that impacts every farmer and rancher in the country. In the second quarter of this year, money that had been diverted by COVID from travel and other activities in the small tractor market began to return to normal use. Sustained gains in commodity prices, however, have resulted in farmers continuing the buying spree for large tractors and combines. Shown in the AM Monthly Ag Tractor and Combine Report, the 140 horsepower tractor market softened a bit compared with the big numbers a year ago. However, they say row crop tractor sales performing well in the second quarter, says the number positive for articulated four-wheel drive tractors, even combines, are showing signs of life. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply. Now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9. Or give them a call at 363-7344.
Researchers in New Zealand have found something that dramatically reduces animal greenhouse gas in a shot, a veterinarian shot. Folks, we told you about a feed additive. I think it was out from the ocean. Seaweed, back a few weeks ago, that does this. Got a lot of complaints from a lot of people that really don't have the facts. But there is some truth to the matter that cattle contribute to greenhouse gases, but not to the extent that a lot of folks want to make believe. In any event, a vaccine to stop that, wouldn't that be easy? That's something that we'd like to see. In the meantime, let me tell you that a semi-annual cattle report showed that we were down about 1% on total numbers of cattle in this country compared to a year ago, but that's a lot of, right at a million head, just a little under. Beef cow numbers, hey, they were down 2%. All cows and heifers that have calved down 1%. Heifers 500 pounds and over, 1% lower. Replacement heifers, down 2%. These are the mamas that are going to bring babies later on. The supply of feeder cattle and calves outside feedlots estimated at around 800,000 heads, smaller than a year ago. Now, this is going to mean two things. Better prices for the cattlemen, we hope. And a good stream and supply of meat for the folks going to the grocery store. Quite honestly, if the things are straightened out between the cattleman, the packer, and the retailer, we shouldn't see much, if any, kind of raise in the beef market at the grocery store. So, buy yourself a good steak and have yourself a good time. See you next time.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a large 3-day farm equipment auction for the Ray O'Neill Estate Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 4, 5, and 6. Saturday, selling tools and miscellaneous beginning at 9, as well as some 35 AC tractors, 1939 on up, AC and Gleaner combines. Then at 2, moving on to a 2013 Silverado 2500 HD four-wheel drive work truck, less than 36,000 miles, 24-foot tandem axle trailer with ramps, a nice 2010 Bobcat S630 with multiple attachments, Great Plains grain drill and grain wagons. Sunday begins with shop tools and miscellaneous at 10, including hundreds of Alice tractor parts of all kinds. Then at 1, two rings will feature antiques, including guns, toys, and more. Sale concludes Monday, September 6th, with more parts, salvage items, antique tractors, and machinery. Some 55 antique tractors, many on steel, plus lots of 60s, 70s, and 80s farm machinery. Don't miss this massive collection of antique tractors, equipment, and parts, along with modern machinery, antiques, toys, and guns. Pictures and complete sale listing on the sale bill at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Ray O'Neill Estate Auction, September 4, 5, and 6 at the farm, 820 21st Road, Beatty. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's not uncommon to find little rings of toadstools popping up in even the healthiest of lawns. We ask, are they friend or foe? Next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 27th, the 239th day of the year. Actor Aaron Paul has a birthday, and our 36th president, Lyndon B. Johnson, was born in 1908. It's about this time of year, especially in areas that have had abundant rainfall, that people notice toadstools dotting their well-manicured lawns. And the question we often hear is, are they harmful? The short answer is probably not, and here's the longer answer. You should never attempt to eat a mushroom or toadstool you can't positively identify. And while the vast majority are not toxic, it's best to keep small children and pests away from them. And here's some good news. Toadstools are very beneficial to the soil. They break down organic matter, releasing plant nutrients which feed the nearby turf. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 77 with sunshine this morning. We'll look for a warm one again today. Highs well into the 90s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. A win for the Royals, a loss for the Wind Surge. We'll start with the boys in blue. Salvador Perez hit his fourth career grand slam, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Seattle Mariners 6-4. Perez's 35th home run fueled a 5-run sixth inning during which the team battled around and helped the Royals snap the Mariners' 3-game winning streak. It was the catcher's 5th homer in 7 games on Kansas City's current road trip. The Royals have won 5 of those last 7. The Royals continue the series with the Seattle Mariners this evening. First pitch set for 9:10. The Wichita Wind Surge last night had no answer for Tulsa's starter Jose Martinez, as the offense only recorded 4 hits on the evening in a 4-2 loss to the Tulsa Drillers yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita has dropped 2 straight but still remain at the top spot in the league. Those two teams mix it up again this evening. Mid-America Network Sports.
Jamborees Friday night kick off the high school football season. Area teams will participate in the mini sessions, which include a limited number of plays on a limited field with a combination of teams. Marysville travels to Hiawatha and will be joined by Sabetha. Valley Heights and Raleigh County are at Clay Center now. Lynn is hosting Axtell, Blue Valley, and Washington County. Hanover, Wakefield, and Rock Hills are at Clifton Clyde. Frankfort joins Wetmore and Valley Falls at Donovan West. And Centralia joins Perry LeCompton at Nema Hall Central. The Jamborees precede the first games of a season, which kick off for Kansas schools next Friday night. KNDY will feature Marysville at Valley Heights in our first Friday night kickoff coverage. The Coach's Corner with area football coaches preseason look at their teams begins next week, airing each evening following sports at about 5:20. Nebraska teams open the season tonight with Southern at HTRS, and Diller Odell plays host to BDS. Volleyball teams open the season Saturday. Marysville Bulldogs host their invitational among area teams hitting the nets.
KNDY.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on cigarettes there. In the ashtray, lying cold the way you left them, at least your lips caress them while you pass.
And a lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted that so much more than I can say for me. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. It's funny, I don't even care.
when you turned and walked away. And as the door behind you closes, the only thing I know to say, it's been a good year for the roses. After 3 full years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say we haven't said.
While a million thoughts go running through my mind, I find I haven't spoke a word. And from the bedroom, those familiar sounds of our one baby's crying goes unheard.
But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care.
And when you turn to walk, and as the door behind you closes,
the only thing I know to say, it's been a good year for the roses.